All right, everybody, we have a live mic.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this meeting of the Orange County Housing and Community Development Commission for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'd ask you to please stand and join me in honoring the flag of our great nation. Right hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Thank you. We'll now proceed to the agenda for this morning's meeting. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on today's agenda. Public comment rights are not unlimited and do not include the right to defame or slander, the use of profanity that causes a disturbance or disruption in the proceeding and is truly objectionable is not allowed, and it may cause us to have to take a recess from the meeting. Public comments must be within the subject matter jurisdiction of this commission. As such, attacks on persons who are not subject to the jurisdiction of the commission will not be heard. Okay. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Ms. Ann Nguyen.
Sitting here. They're calling you.
Ms. Ann Nguyen.
Present.
You.
Sitting here.
Thank you. Ms. Tracy Law is excused. Mr. Mike Alvarez.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Carrie Buff.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Stephanie R. is excused. Sorry about that. Mr. James Money.
Here.
Thank you. Wayne Carballo.
Here.
Ms. Carla Wilkerson. Second call for Ms. Carla Wilkerson. Ms. Helen Smith-Gardner.
Present.
Thank you.
At last.
Thank you. Mr. Mike Frost. Second call for Mr. Mike Frost. Ms. Cecilia Hupp.
Here.
Madam Chair, we have quorum. I'd like to announce some housekeeping items before we begin. If you wish to comment on a specific agenda item in person, please complete a speaker request form identifying the item's number, your name, and deposit the completed form in the box located next to the clerk. To speak on a matter not appearing in the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the HCD Commission, you may do so during public comment items. Speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the consent calendar, the reading of the individual agenda item, the opening of the public hearing, and or the beginning of the public comments item. When your name is called, please come to the podium and begin your comment by stating your name or pseudonym for the record. Members of the public desiring to speak should address all remarks and questions to the commission. Speakers may address the commission up to three occasions with 3 minutes allotted to the speaker per occasion. Staff in attendance, all staff noted on the agenda are in attendance.
Okay, thank you. The next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. For this item, Madam Clerk, have you received any public comments?
No request to speak on. No request to speak for item number 4, approval of minutes.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to move agenda item number 4.
So moved. Carry
on. Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay.
And please say your name.
James Mai, second.
Okay. All right, we have a motion by Ms. Buck and a second by Mr. Mai. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. And next we have the item number 5, presentations, and there are no presentations today. We'll move to public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the H&CD Commission regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Commission, provided that no action shall be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Speakers will have 3 minutes to address the Commission, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time has expired. Madam Clerk, have you received any public comments?
Madam Chair, yes, we received one request to speak, and that is Ms. Denora Echevarria.
Request me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Dinora Echavarria. I am native from Cuba, brought by government, federal, protected under federal statute then and still today, July the 7th, 1969. They taught us how to speak English. We grew up in Orange County. The high school was Orange High. Thanks God for America, they told us, you see something, say something. I never needed government because I took care of government by working and paying taxes. When they told me they would assist me as a single lady, a voucher of mine that I won on a raffle lottery, few people were selected and my name was up. They gave me my confirmation number when an Asian lady was stolen from Anaheim Housing Authority. I signed up with Orange County, Santa Ana, and I've been removed from those agencies because you got Mexico, which I love, discriminating against Hispanic from Cuba. Friends are moving to Miami, and it will start before the year is over. Anybody that was born in a communist country, they know when U.S. bring you here to enjoy the life that I always had. But for God's sake, since 2017, because when I reached out, Bedway government, federal, and Washington told me to reach out to Orange County Housing in 2017, I've been let down. I love my place more than 24 years because Orange County, but I pray for all of them. I love everybody. And now someone else told me they will assist me with something that is a blessing, that American dream that I never had. So I put everybody at ease. But I'm here pleading, please, American government, mix that culture. Because I grew up as this tall. I never had a complaint that Mexico discriminating against me, whether from Cuba, whether because I happen to be chocolate. But we are great people that love everybody. So I'm hoping when it comes to housing, you tell Santa Ana, Orange County, Anaheim, among others, you cannot turn your back on Cuba. If you hit the media out in Miami, now that I'm able to speak English, breaking news around the world. Because you got that DACA lying. My mom brought me here as a kid. It was five DACA, now there's billions. Taking over every city in Orange County. You get to see that. Coming from Los Angeles, Anaheim is helping them with housing. Orange County helping them with housing. And what about us from Cuba? This is a problem. So when you meet the culture, it also helps law enforcement. All the sheriff became friends of mine in Orange County. Also federal officer, they said, keep talking because we do have corruption in housing. And look at you, brought by government, federal, and they're turning it back on you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm hoping that somebody do something for the sake of this country. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to our consent calendar items, and there are no consent items. So let's move to discussion calendar item 8. And I will have Julia Bidwell present this item.
Hi, good morning. Julia Bidwell, Director of Housing Community Development, Executive Director of Orange County Housing Authority. This morning on discussion, we have two items. The first item is the Ad Hoc Selection Committee for Tenant Member. Both the tenant and at-large member positions are up every even number of year. As such, we are starting the process for the HCD Commission to select and recommend individuals for positions to serve for the next 2 years. So this item is to establish an ad hoc selection committee for tenant member selection. Recommended action number one is to nominate and elect a minimum of 2 and up to a total of 5 volunteers for the ad hoc selection committee for tenant member. Second recommendation, recommended action is authorize ad hoc selection committee for tenant member to conduct the interviews, select and report back to the commission. So if you want to open up for nominations on recommended item number 1.
Okay, do I have anybody willing to volunteer?
Specific question.
Yes.
We have 2 members already, Helen being one of them, so are we making sure that they don't want to be reappointed or?
Yeah, so this commission has decided that its process would be to allow for any individuals to apply for the positions, including the existing incumbents, okay. And then we would go through that process.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, please say your name, would you?
Oh, I'm sorry, here.
That was Mike Alvarez.
I have a question. Wayne Carvalho. Julia, just appears to be deja vu to me. Didn't we go through this process like?
2 years.
2 years.
Well, has it been 2 years?
So the positions have been since 2 years. Unfortunately, the process was delayed. We had to wait for applicants to apply. And we had the ad hoc selection, so you are correct in that it's just been a year since you conducted your process. But it's been 2 years since the positions on every even year.
I guess my next question would be, are the members that were on the last one that we voted on a year ago still on this commission and willing to just continue?
Yeah, that's up to them.
Do you know who those were?
I should have had that with me. I know that Stephanie Odo, who couldn't be here today, said she'd be willing to volunteer for one of the committees, and she was on one of them. I'm not sure, Wayne and James.
This is Helen, Mike Frost was on.
Mike Frost was on both. You nominated him for both because he was absent at that meeting.
Oh, he's absent again, isn't he?
So, and again, we can't have conflicts, so they're separate, right? The tenant commissioners can't be nominated for the tenant commission ad hoc. But the tenant commissioners can be nominated for the at-large.
So Stephanie indicated that she would be willing to do that. We can have Stephanie and Mike on the tenant selection committee.
Be absent.
Well, you know.
That's up to your commission.
Okay, how does everybody?
And you as the chair, this is an ad hoc, so.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Okay.
It's James, fine with me.
Should we make a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, I make a motion to appoint Stephanie Odo and Mike Frost to the tenant selection committee.
And who is that?
This is Mike Alvarez, making the motion.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a second?
James Lyon, a second.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we have that one. All right.
All right, so, and then move the whole item, recommended one and two.
Yes.
This is Helen, I have a question. So two says to authorize ad hoc selection committee for tenant member to conduct interviews. It sounds like the tenant member is going to conduct the interviews, but that's not right.
Yeah, it's just a selection committee.
Yeah, it's just a selection committee.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, do we have any public comments on this item?
No request to speak on discussion item number eight.
Okay.
Have been received.
Okay, so.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If we're doing one and two separately, I'm happy to jump on number two.
Oh, that's coming up.
Okay.
We're doing that, thank you. Okay, so let's move on to the ad hoc selection committee for at-large member. Julia, if you'd like to.
Correct, the same introduction. This is another even numbered year position that comes as a recommendation from your commission for selection. This would be to nominate and elect a minimum of two and up to a total of five volunteers for the ad hoc selection committee for at-large member. And again, recommended action number two, authorize ad hoc selection committee for at-large member to conduct interviews, select, and report back to the commission.
Okay. And Carrie, you're interested in?
Yes, I'm offering to be on that committee.
That'd be great, thank you. Anybody else interested?
I'll go ahead. Mike Alvarez, I'll volunteer.
Okay.
This is Helen, you can put me down too.
Okay, great. All right. Do we have any public comments on this, Madam Clerk?
Chair, no request to speak on discussion item number two, have been received.
Okay, thank you. I now entertain a motion to move discussion item number two.
This is Helen, I'll make that motion.
Okay, thank you, Helen. Do I have a second?
Second, Mike Alvarez.
Mike, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay. We'll move on to item number nine, which is public hearing, and there are no public hearing items. So we'll go to reports from staff and our commission members. So we'll start with our community development manager, Craig Fee.
morning, Chair and Commission members. Craig Fee, Community Development Manager, County of Orange. Couple items today for community development. The fiscal year 24-25 annual action plan was out for public review, or went out for public review on April 12th and April 20th, because we had a publishing issue, so they're out for public review at present for 30 days, and due to go to the board on May 21st for approval. Within the annual action plan, there's a couple different parts. Public facility improvements, we received six applications, and all six are recommended for funding from the cities of Brea, Laguna Hills, Laguna Woods, Los Alamitos, Seal Beach, Stanton, and the Friendship Shelter in Laguna Beach, and the County of Orange. The selection of these projects was completed through the request for applications. Additionally, housing rehabilitation, four projects were received, and all of them were recommended for funding from the cities of Brea, Cypress, Seal Beach, and the County of Orange. The housing rehabilitation activities are selected through an RFP process in 2022 and are on a three-year funding process cycle. Public services, four projects have been recommended for funding. Public service activities are exempt and include Orange County Emergency Shelters, Abizar Inc. to operate the Midway City Community Center, Laguna Beach alternate sleeping location, and the Fair Housing Council of Orange County. Next item, the Safe Homes for OC Seniors program has been on the agenda for quite a few years. It was approved by the board on April 9th. The Safe Homes for OC Seniors program is a previous board directive to establish a housing rehabilitation program to low-income seniors 62 years of age and older residing in the unincorporated areas and participating cities of Orange County and the Urban County program. The purpose of the program is to assist low-income seniors make basic health, safety, and welfare-related home repairs that will enable them to continue to living safely in their own homes. And we're currently putting together publication information to establish the program and announce it to the public. The other item, the Midway City Community Center improved modulars to purpose to replace the existing modulars for the center to support the after-school programs, summer programs at the community center, and was approved by the Board of Supervisors on April 9th as well. Per previous board approvals, the community development grant funding is being used for purchasing of the modulars. The Community Development Division is also gearing up to update the five-year consolidated plan for fiscal year 25-30 in order to receive federal HUD Community Planning and Development funding, a jurisdiction grantee, must complete the following documents in order to receive funding: a five-year consolidated plan and citizen participation plan, an annual action plan funding application for the three CPD programs, Community Development Block Grant, Home Investment Partnership, and Emergency Shelter Grant. An RFP was released for a consultant to assist in preparing these plans and is due back May 13th. In addition to the five-year plan, HUD also requires completion of Affirmatively Furthering Fair Action Housing Plan. The plan includes Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968, known as the Fair Housing Act, requires HUD and recipients of federal funds from HUD to affirmatively further the policies and purposes of the Fair Housing Act, also known as Affirmative Furthering Fair Housing, or AFFH. The obligation to affirmatively further fair housing requires recipients of HUD funds to make meaningful actions in addition to combating discrimination that overcome patterns of segregation and foster inclusive communities free from barriers and restrict access to opportunity based on protected characteristics. The county is partnering with other economic cities that are also required to update the AFFH The City of Santa Ana has released an RFP for the consultant, for a consultant to affirmatively furthering fair housing for all of the cities in Orange County, including the Urban County Program, with applications due April 30th. Any questions?
Anyone? Yes, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie Beck. I'm interested in this five-year plan and when it will be, I guess, further input will be taken. I know the RFP is coming, but what is the, I guess, timeline on what that will look like? And at any point, will we get feedback that has been received?
We, actually, it's a requirement, we actually published it in the plan, what we're going to do in our assisted participation plan as well. We have participating, we answered all the participating cities for their input. We also have meetings for all the partners in Orange County that are involved with furthering HUD funding-related projects. And we also have public meetings at five locations in Orange County. And we advertise that in those communities so the public can actually come in and tell us what's important to them. We actually have them write down what's important to them, and they actually vote on what are your high priorities in your community. And then we tabulate all that information and come to a consensus of what are the high priorities for Orange County. And we will be bringing that information back to the commission at the time. If you'd like to know when we're going to have these meetings, I'll be more than happy to put that information along to you.
Craig, if I may, Julia Bidwell, Director of Housing Community Development.
Julia Bidwell, Director of Housing Community Development. So when we roll out the plan, there's going to be a series of meetings. One of that, we have it in concert with nonprofits that provide homeless services because it's a high priority need. And so we actually have a meeting. We invite organizations to provide their input on behalf of homeless individuals that they serve. In addition, we target the communities that are part of the plan. So the urban county is a strange non-contiguous, right? It's not all the cities in Orange County. It's only those cities that are less than 50,000 in population who are part of the urban county. So we target our various meetings. Craig mentioned five of them. So we'll be within those communities. You know, one in the South County, there are several small cities in the South County. You know, one up in the North, one in our unincorporated areas. We still have some here up in the North area. So we'll target those meetings based on the location of those cities and the input from those individuals, and then of course special populations, I already mentioned the homeless, and we do that in concert with the continuum of care as well to make sure that we have organizations that want to give input on our con plan. And then we also bring it here to your commission, so you'll have an opportunity here at the commission. We'll review the con plan and get your input as well. But I know that your commission spans greater than just those small participating cities. So when Craig is reporting, it's not on the entirety of the county. It's the community development block grant and programs that run in those small cities. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Anyone? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And now we'll move on to our housing development, presented by Housing Development Manager Michelle Zadiba.
Good morning, Michelle Zadiba, Housing Development Manager. For our project review advisory panel, we...
You can hear me.
Okay. Our project review advisory panel, we canceled the meetings for February, March, and April. We've been working on a lot of projects, but the timing of the projects didn't really allow us to have a meaningful meeting where we were able to bring projects forward to present to the PRAP. We do anticipate bringing one project for threshold review and two projects for underwriting in an upcoming meeting. Right now, that meeting is scheduled for May 9th at 1 p.m. Staff will be reaching out to see if we can reschedule. to accommodate the review of all three projects. We're working on the staff reports right now and the presentation materials, but with the way the timing of the projects are working, if we keep the May 9th meeting, we may be only doing maybe two of the projects, and we would just like to bring all three forward at the same time. So right now, I think we are looking at a possibility of rescheduling to May 16th at 1:30 p.m., but we will reach out to PRAP and see if that time frame works. I just wanted to at least throw that out there for awareness and just giving you a heads up that we will be sending out that email. In general updates, I think the last time we had, the last time I had presented to the commission, we were working on releasing our amendment, our first amendment to our notice of funding availability. We did end up releasing that on March 15th, and we made available up to 218 project-based vouchers and $32 million available for housing development. Since the release of our NOFA, we have received one request for $3 million. Currently it's still open. So as projects come through, we will be bringing these projects forward for threshold and underwriting review. And you may be thinking, well, March 15th, it's already, you know, end of April and we've only received one. Well, we receive applications on a tiered process. So for the first 60 days, our NOFA is open to unincorporated county and participating cities. So it's not a large pool. We do know that there are several developers waiting for it to open for entitlement cities in mid-May to be applying. So I think in the next couple of months, you may be seeing more of an influx of projects and probably us keeping on to our regularly scheduled PRAP meetings instead of the cancellations that you've seen in recent months. But I think that's it for my updates, unless there are any other questions or any questions.
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, moving on, Orange County Housing Authority update presented by January Johnson, our housing manager.
Good morning, January Johnson, Orange County Housing Authority housing manager. I have very few updates. Normally April is a little exciting because I can talk to you about funding and I can talk to you about like where we're going. We don't have any updates on funding yet, so I can't talk to you about that. And so I wanted to let you know, though, that we had talked to you about the annual plan last time we were here, and we put a lot of effort in putting that plan together. We successfully submitted that annual plan to HUD on April 15th, and it was acknowledged as received. The next process will be very similar to Craig's in that we will have a five-year plan. We don't go through all the steps that he goes through in order to get those components of the five-year plan out there, but we will definitely be bringing it to you guys and saying what your input is. That's going to be later in the year. We're going to have a lot more updates later in the year. I have very few right now. So when that happens, I always go back to landlord incentive. Just as a reminder, we still have landlord incentive funding. If you have any contacts, that funding includes security deposit assistance for our tenants, includes refrigerator reimbursement for our tenants, and it also includes up to $1,000 for any landlords who want to participate in the program. And as long as we have that money available, that will be in my update for you guys every single time. We really want to spend that and get that money out there to our clients.
Thank you.
That's all I
do. Any of my colleagues have any questions?
I do have one. James Mai here. This program and incentives you have for the landlords, is there a certain flyer that we release or any marketing material that you can that we provide to incentivize them?
Yeah, absolutely. We can make sure that that's available to you. We have a flyer on our website, so anybody is are welcome to go to our website, ochousing.org. If you want to see the flyer, but we can make sure we disseminate that information to you guys and show that whomever you like. It gives you exactly how to apply and it has the application actually attached.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Helen Smith-Gardner. I have a question about the project-based vouchers. Can you just briefly explain to me how that process works as far as who's eligible, where do they go, that type of thing?
Sure. So project-based vouchers are a component of the Housing Choice Voucher Program. So when you're hearing us talk about Housing Choice Voucher, we're actually talking about both tenant-based vouchers and project-based vouchers. So they all come from the same pool of funding. And when we talk about project-based vouchers, we're actually really tying in Michelle here because it's those developments that she's talking about when she goes to the PRAP and they get approved. Part of a component of that is setting aside some vouchers to help with funding of those projects. Those are the project-based vouchers. Project in the name, project funding.
But as far as a person coming in, Is it just a regular application process off of our waiting list, or are there?
Right, so all of those come, and it's instructions through the NOFA, so that's why I keep pointing at Michelle, because it kind of is through the NOFA, that the referrals have to come through the coordinated entry system list.
211?
And so what we do is when we advertise any opening of any project that has project-based vouchers in it, we do let our waiting list participants know that if they're interested, how to apply or get connected to an access point, so they can get on that coordinated entry system list. And there is priority there. Anybody else, it's whatever the priority is for that particular project. There might be age-related restrictions or other funding-related restrictions that are a component, but that goes into our public notice that we have on our website. So if you go to our website right now, ochousing.org, you can click on the project-based voucher tab. It'll tell you all the projects that we have right now that are open, and it gives you instructions on how to apply for those particular projects. The application itself is very similar to the tenant-based application. So when you're looking at it for the internal workings of what that may be coming eligible for the program, it's almost identical to the tenant-based income limits, different sort of eligibility requirements like your immigration status, things like that. Those are all the same components as they are for the tenant-based, as they are project-based, just the referral process is slightly different. The other component that's different with the project-based voucher is that it follows the tenant, or it does not follow the tenant. The tenant-based voucher follows the tenant. So when you have a project-based voucher, you can only use that voucher in the project that you've been selected for. That stands for only 1 year. If you've been in good standing and you've paid your rent on time, and you're still good standing with the housing authority, you can request to receive tenant-based voucher, giving up your project-based voucher after 1 year of assistance.
And you go onto the waiting list then?
No, you just receive a regular tenant-based voucher, and you can take that wherever you'd like to go.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Carrie? I don't have any questions, but I do, I just want to say I appreciate all of the detail on what housing opportunities are there, the different numbers, where they are in the process, and all that. It's a better picture for me coming into this new, so thank you.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, and now our executive director and secretary's report will be presented by Julia Bidwell.
Hi, good morning again, Julia Bidwell, Director, OC Housing Community Development, Executive Director to the Orange County Housing Authority and Secretary to the HCD Commission. This morning's director's report, I do have two items. One, and we did not have a March meeting, and so we missed the opportunity to invite you all to the 53rd Annual Apartment Association of Orange County event. We're gonna do better next year. We did have the trade show. Again, this is, for those of you that are new, the trade show provides OCHA the opportunity to engage with the community, share information about our program, and obtain feedback about our services. Changes to our leasing process as a result of feedback from events like this Apartment Association of Orange County Trade Show include, some of the feedback we've received and we've implemented are including adding a rent increase phone line, a dedicated owner hotline, a leasing call center. So those were all ideas that came out of input from our attendance at the trade show, previous trade shows. We will bring a video to you so that you can be there virtually with us. And again, we'll do better next year to make sure you get invited. The next item, you should all be receiving an invitation to the grand opening for Santa Angelina Development in Placentia on Monday, May 13th, 2024. Santa Angelina has 21 project-based vouchers and is for individuals 62 or older experiencing homelessness and eligible for services under the Special Needs Housing Program, which is Mental Health Services Act funds. All of that, as January just mentioned, those referrals come in through the coordinated entry system. The grand opening, again, is May 13th at 11:30. And that is at the location at 1320 North Angelina Drive in Placentia. So hopefully we give them all your contact so that you can get the email invitations. But we look forward to that. And that's my report for this morning.
Okay, any questions?
Yes, I do have a question. This is Helen Gardner. So if you're 52 plus, I assume that means that it's childless project, or are children allowed, or are some projects not allowed children?
So 62. Yeah, so that's the federal definition, so that you can have a singular project that serves seniors if they're 62 or older. I don't know that you can't discriminate against having children. Just you have to be a household that's 62 or older. Largely, they'll be one-bedroom units.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much, Julia. At this time, I'll entertain any member comments. Do any of my colleagues have any comments they'd like to make? Okay.
Sure, I would. This is James Mai. Just wanted to make a comment on Santa Angelina. I was there for the groundbreaking of that, and it'll be very exciting to see it actually, the grand opening as well. So just wanted to say it. Looking forward to being there.
Thank you. Okay, as a reminder, our next meeting is May 23rd, 2024, and at this time we are adjourned.